Good morning. It is July 19th, 2015. The time is 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Sunday morning. Getting ready to have the first cup of coffee as it's finishing up brewing and doing this audio of this new app that just came out called BeMe. But I tell you right now, it's not for me. I watched the video there by the creator of it. I've seen the graph where it says real life and it dips down social media. And then the graph goes up to by using BeMe. I'll back up on the level of social media or something, I guess, or whatever it's trying to. But I guess there's a new social media app called BeMe. And basically, from what I've been told, and even though I've never used it, it's like Snap. It's Snapchat meets YouTube meets. You didn't realize you butt dialed someone and they just awkwardly overheard your Starbucks ordered or something like that. But does BeMe, I guess it is trying to tout itself as remove the self-awareness of self-consciousness from sharing on social media. And I'm trying to think, what's that? What? Huh? Well, I guess, well, first of all, you can't see what you're filming when using it, because you have to cover the proximity sensor, and that is your record button, I guess. You don't watch what you're recording. You record by holding your phone against your chest to film from your perspective, I guess, or up against a wall to take a selfie. And I still want to say, after you record your video, your video post right away with no chance of you to review. What? Huh? And when there's no chance of review, that means ever. You don't get a chance to review it, I guess. I haven't used the app. I looked at the video. But you'll never see the video you send out into the universe, out into the social media universe. And once your friend reviews it on their BeMe feed, who you follow, I guess, so they follow you back, they can't see it again. It's just a one-shot deal. But don't worry, though. You can still send them feedback by snapping a real-time selfie as you watch. That's a little bit, that's more than, more work, I think, than trying to figure out to fit a what I want to say in 140 characters. But the video's out there of the guy from Meet Beam or Meet BeMe. There's a video there. And I don't know. It seems like this app, you want the same attention you get from social media, but you want to pretend you're above it somehow. And I don't see how it is. It just seems, I don't know. I don't want to totally hack it and criticize it. I can't find myself gravitating to it. I think if this app would have came out probably before the big Meerkat Periscope craze, I probably would have tried it. But given the fact that you don't have a review, it's just like, okay, because I'm using Periscope and I'm seeing what I'm viewing when the camera's pointed at me, I'm more self-aware, and this makes me less self-aware. I don't know. How is that social? Yeah, I could see it's being part of the social media mix, but I don't know. It just seems It's a little strange, I guess. I've watched the video a couple times, and it just, it's nothing new, really. It's just a different twist, and but the question would be, isn't everything BME is achieving already possible with existing platforms or and technologies, you know, as far as what they're trying to tout as being unique? I don't know, it's almost the same. It's, I don't know, it's sort of one of those things I want to try. It's sort of like putting a sound recorder on your wrist, or putting a one of the camera pins on your clothes, and to take pictures that you're not aware of, or something like that. I can't grasp the concept of that. It just, maybe it's all above me, and I don't know. It, like I said, if it would have probably came out before Meerkat and Periscope, I think this probably would have had a good chance of taking hold, maybe to a certain extent. But just that concept that I'm not reviewing what I send out, I don't think so. You would definitely have to be on your toes on what you're recording and the like, and just the fact that it sounds like it's just strictly smartphone usage on using the app, to where, I don't know, how is that changing the social media paradigm or something like that. So yeah, the graph is pretty neat, but I don't think it's going to really have an impact. The creator and his team, I guess they've been working on this for like the last year and whatnot. So but this thing about come back on the self-awareness. Self-awareness is a good thing. Self-awareness is what tells us, hey, maybe just give us the highlight reel, because 4 second increment play-by-plays of how you drove to work this morning is going to get old real fast. And what about the you never get to see it aspect? When I'm posting on social media, as much for future me to be able to review things as I do for other people to consume them in the present. And I just don't like that aspect, as far as you can't review it, so I won't use it. I've seen something coming up on the social media radar there about it. I looked at the video. I've yet to see anybody. Well, I guess I couldn't see anything of it, because if it's not going to pop up in my timeline of my Twitter, because that's my main focal point for social media, would be Twitter. Of course, it's not going to be Facebook, which I found a new term yesterday called fake book. I don't know. Facebook is okay, I guess, for what it is. And then I'm primarily a Twitter user, and Periscope fits into that perspective as far as what I want to portray on the social media. It's how we use these tools that are out there for social media that are going to really define us and stuff. You know, we decide, and to say this new Be Me is going to be anything different, it's how somebody uses it. And I think from what I've seen and what I've been on Periscope, which is to me the most recently innovated thing that's out there, along with Meerkat, even though I don't use Meerkat, it's the same principle. I think those two, they're definitely changing the paradigm of social media and social media community. So just thought I'd chime in on this Be Me app. That's not for me, because I just want to be me with the social media applications that I'm already using. So, you all have a good one today. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace. I gotta go find a cup of coffee now.